It's the gift everybody's getting. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Listen closely. Hear that? Just arrived in the mail. It is not a gift. It is the packing material that protected the gift. And assuming that we continue to get to the porch before the pirates do, we will end up with piles of plastic peanuts, bags filled with air, or this thing, which is actually a new innovation. It's a plastic bag filled with peanuts and air, which, according to the label, can be recycled as is by mailing it back to the manufacturer, which is a genius idea because when you mail packing material, it protects itself. Certainly better than what happened last Christmas when I had enough loose plastic to fill a 40-gallon trash bag. It got to the point where I would try to hold off mailing my packages until gifts began arriving so I could just pour the incoming peanuts into my outgoing gift boxes. Of course, timing is critical for that, and sometimes you have to send out a bunch of super delicate post-Christmas gifts around mid-January to unload all your bubble wrap, as well as to show how much you care. But we need to fix this, and I think the solution is pretty simple. The mail order industry should pack things the way you pack souvenirs after a trip. Stuff the box with socks and t-shirts. Everybody can use them, and if they're a little worn or ugly, who cares? We're all stuck at home anyway. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.